Hey, it's Michelangelo. It's time for One More Thing.
Armstrong and Getty.
One More Thing.
All righty. It was 2004. And the guys had on one of their most controversial guests in a long time. Dennis Leroy Hoff. Better known as Dennis Hoff. Owner of the Moonlight Bunny Ranch in Nevada. Well, Mr. Hoff was offering a special promotion to returning military members. And Joe and Jack interviewed him about this promotion. It was a bit controversial, but one thing I will say about Mr. Hoff is he is quite the entrepreneur. I don't agree with him morally, but I got to give him credit. He's certainly a good salesman. This was back when Armstrong Getty was a regional show, just mainly in California, primarily Sacramento and San Francisco. Oh, and also it should be mentioned that at this time, Cat House, a show that was all about the Moonlight Bunny Ranch, had just premiered on HBO, and it was quite popular. It showed the behind the scenes of what goes on at the Moonlight Bunny Ranch. So as you will see in this segment, Dennis Hoff was quite the character. Well, I do feel I need to offer this disclaimer before I start the segment. The following segment has mature content and is not suitable for children or those that are very sensitive. Or prudish people. There. In 3, 2, 1, I'm starting the segment now.
We bring you this story from CNN.com. Nevada brothel offers free sex to returning troops. In an unusual act of patriotism, a Nevada brothel is offering free sex to troops returning from the U.S.-Iraq War. The Moonlight Bunny Ranch in Nevada, a legal brothel, also plans to extend 50% discounts to the military for the next few weeks, proprietor Dennis Hoff told Reuters in a telephone interview on yesterday, and he's going to tell us that now.
And here he is, Dennis Hoff. Dennis, how are you?
Hey, how are you guys?
Good. Fantastic. God bless America, Dennis.
Isn't it a great place?
It is. You know, it is.
America. You know, it's like I was with Heidi Fleiss last week, and I told her, I said, you know, you sell sex in California, you go to prison. I sell it in Nevada, and I have dinner with Willie Brown when I'm in San Francisco.
It's unbelievable.
The latest,
well put.
The latest news I have here is that 13 men and 3 women in uniform have shown up so far to claim their gifts. Do you have an update on that?
Up to 22.
22 so far, Eva.
22, and now here's what's happened. There's a limo company provided a limo out of San Diego bringing a bunch of Marines up. There's a small bus coming from Fort Lewis, Washington.
They're both doing 120 miles per hour racing.
Exactly. And we had a Sunset Thomas, the penthouse pet, who wants to come on your show because when she's in San Francisco, she listens to you guys.
Hey, fantastic. Oh, Sunset,
all the hookers listen to you guys, by the way. We got a bunch of girls in the Bay Area and Sacramento, and they love you guys. They've been telling us for months, please call them, please call them. But that's not our style, so we don't do that. But I'm glad we got together. Sunset Thomas had...
I'm sorry, I won't be able to concentrate for the rest of the interview, Dennis.
look up bunnyranch.net and look at Sunset Thomas's pictures. And
we'll do repeatedly.
Check that out. And here's what happened. In the HBO special Cat House, which was the highest rated show HBO's ever done, Sunset had a 22-year-old virgin come in, and his mom brought him in, right?
Yeah, I remember that segment.
Okay, so now here's what happened. Mom gets an email from her son who's on a ship, and said, Mom, remember that HBO special, Sunset Thomas? I want her. I'm a virgin. Please call her. Tell her I'm on a ship, and please, please get me involved in this. So Sunset had like a half-hour conversation with the mom yesterday, and so as soon as he gets off the ship, we're flying him up. Now, there's also, I had to sign a confidentiality agreement, so I can't tell you who it is, but a rock band, one of the biggest, is going to provide their jet to go around the country and fly into different cities to bring military guys to the Bunny Ranch.
Where did you come up with this idea?
Well, you know, I tell you, Sunset was getting, and the Bunny Ranch was getting like 100 letters a day from guys. And, in fact, CBS News filmed some of them to show last night. But the letters were, I'm a half a mile from the Iraqi border. I don't know whether I'm coming back, and I just want you to know I love you, and since this is the Sunset, I love you and the girls, and if I get back, alive. I'm coming to the Bunny Ranch to see you girls, and you guys are an inspiration to all of us. We've got your menus. I've got Sunsets Magazine. She's the publisher of Sherry Magazine, and we got your magazines here, and we love the Bunny Ranch. We've got the HBO Cat House show, and that's what's kept us going here for the last month and a half, waiting for this stuff to happen. We're going into Baghdad, and we're going to kick their butts and come home.
How do you verify that they're servicemen that served overseas when they show up at the door?
It's so simple, and we worried about that because we want proof. What we're doing is we're giving half off to all military for 50 days. 50 days starting last Thursday.
One day for each state in this union.
Well, yeah. Well, I'll tell you why we got to 50 in a minute. But that's one of the reasons. So we said bring proof. They're bringing in pictures, dude. When you've got a picture of a guy standing next to a mosque. And then you know he was there.
Right. Good enough.
And they got their tanks and the guys and they got Iraqi soldiers that they're dragging by the back of their collar in photographs. I mean, it's all the same stuff they did in World War II. Now, the way this started was because Sunset, you know, got all these letters and Air Force Amy, who's another girl on the BunnyRanch.net site, she says, you know what, I was in the military. They gave us a TA-50 kit, compass, flashlight, all the toothbrush, all the things we need to be out in war. Let's do a Bunny Ranch T&A 50 kit. Now what that is, Bunny Ranch T-shirt. This is everything you need to party at the Bunny Ranch. A Bunny Ranch T-shirt, a Sherry magazine with sunset in it, a Bunny Ranch menu, condoms, lube, six drink totes so you can sit at the bar and get drunk, and a free pass for free sex.
We'll be having the Pope on next segment, by the way, just for balance.
Well, you know, you need the Pope, and it seems like there's more sex at the Catholic churches than there is in our place anyway.
Hey, where are you located? Where in Nevada?
City.
Carson City?
Yeah, we're right between Reno and Lake Tahoe. Hey, we're in San Francisco all the time. We love San Francisco.
I'll be there in a couple hours.
Well, good. Come on. I was at some of the girls, Sunset Thomas and I, were at Wilkes Bashford's birthday party 3 weeks ago, and in the city, and we support San Francisco in every way we can. We love the city and love all the clubs there. It's what a great place to party.
Says here it's going to cost you about $50,000 in discounted and free sex.
Yeah, it looks like we're probably going to push 100 because this thing is really kicking in. But you know, it's we're doing it for fun, and we're always, you know, look, I'm the Colonel Sanders of booty. There's no question about it. Right? And I love the business. You know, there's just no business like hoe business.
God.
You know, and we did it for fun, but you know, the truth is, get everybody behind it. I mean, if a guy owns a bowling alley in the Bay Area, couldn't he give a little free bowling to an Iraqi veteran?
I hear you.
That's a great idea.
Free Dennis meal, something like that. Yeah.
You know, call up the Dairy Queen and ask them, you know, and say, hey, you know what? The Bunny Ranch is giving free sex to military guys. Could you just give an ice cream cone to one of the military guys' kids?
There you go, folks. Business people in the audience, Dennis the Brothel Master is calling you out.
Yeah, hey. I mean, that's the thing. It's the right thing to do. You know, it's one thing for us all to watch Fox TV and listen to Sean Hannity, who's my buddy, and all these guys. It's another thing to get up off it and do something about it and show these guys the love. Now, where you guys can help us is this. The bunnies want to come over. They want to load the limo up with girls. They want to come over and remember the World War II famous photographs of meeting the ship. Well, a lot of these guys don't have girlfriends. Okay? How about the bunnies meet the ship? So if you guys can work that out, man, we will be there.
We'll bring some towels.
Well, yeah.
All right, Dennis. Hey, Dennis Hoff from the Moonlight Bunny Ranch.
Yeah,
hey, Dennis, good to talk to you, my friend. Very, very entertaining.
Boy, he's an entrepreneur. I mean, you can tell he's a go-getter.
Yeah.
That's something. Getting a tremendous amount of attention. Obviously, he's getting a tremendous amount of advertising out of this. Going to cost him 100 grand, he figures.
You know, I understand there are probably quite a few people listening, watching, whatever, who are a little offended by all this. You know, Dennis and his operation don't actually fit in with my personal sexual mores either.
What if you were a 22-year-old serviceman?
On the other hand, these guys been fighting, dying, watching buddies, etc. in Iraq. If they want a little cheap and meaningless, I say give it to them. I got no problem with that.
As opposed to rolling into town and sitting at the bar and you meet some girl and you know, same thing happens.
So that interview was in 2004. In 2018, actually it was October 2018, Dennis Hoff would unfortunately pass away at the age of 72. He died of a heart attack just after his 72nd birthday. He died during his birthday celebration at the Moonlight Bunny Ranch. Sounds like he died doing something he loved, which I guess is a good thing. If you want to learn more about Dennis Hoff, check out his autobiography, The Art of the Pimp. Make sure you do not confuse that with Donald Trump's The Art of the Deal. I made that mistake one Christmas, and my aunt was very unhappy with her gift. It was an awkward Christmas. Well, thanks for joining me for another classic Armstrong Getty segment. We went back to 2004 today, and I'll continue this series at looking back into the archives of Armstrong and Getty. So until next time, well, I guess that's it.